This is 7AD and the Black Sorrows on the road with a new album. And here he is on the phone. It's the Maltese Falcon, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Camilleri. G'day, Joe.
How are you, mate?
How's things going with the Black Sorrows?
Good. You know, we're on our way. Faithful Satellite has just come out. So we've got, a 55 or 60 date tour till Christmas. So I think I'll have to, after that, I'll have to go and get my blood changed in Switzerland.
Yeah, someplace exotic. Yeah. Don't get it done here. Okay, how many albums under the skin now, Joe?
Well, 48 for me.
Wow.
With all the bands that I've played with, you know. But 20 records with the Black Sorrows. You know, I have a habit, you know, a very big habit of making, going to recording studios,
yeah,
making records, you know. But I really love doing it. I really like writing songs, and I love hanging out with my friends playing music. You know, there's a song right there, isn't it?
Well, there you go. Is it still the original Black Sorrows lineup, or have you had a few comings and goings?
Oh, we've had a lot of comings and goings, but I think it's kind of good, you know, because nobody wants to be in a band. You know, they always want to be doing other things. You know, everybody believes that they're the leader of a band in some form, or they can be. You know, and it's you pick them up at a certain time in their career, in their life, in their musical growth. But on this record, you know, Vicar and Linda rejoin on the album. They play on a couple of songs. So it's nice to have them back. We're sort of touring with them a little bit. We cross swords with them every now and then, you know. And it's a really nice thing with anyone that's played with me. It's kind of like, I could just jump on board any old time and away we go.
Who's your best friend in the music business, aside from the guys and girls that you regularly play with?
The people that you normally hang out with, you sort of end up hanging out with them for... you know, like Ross Wilson, you know, Daryl Braithwaite, James Rain, you know, Rusty Morris, you know. they're the people that I see a lot because we're either crossing swords or we're meeting at the airport and they're going different destinations. And you pick up where you left off and share the stories that we have. You know, most people have got music coming out, you know, and Richard Clapton's just got a record coming out, so
yeah,
it's just come out, you know. So I was talking to him a couple of months ago about this record coming out. And I said, "Listen, could you just give it a couple of weeks? Because mine's coming out. I don't stop mucking around with me, will you? I'll have to, you know, sort you out."
And you mentioned Russell Morris there.
Yeah.
How great is it to see the resurgence in his career?
Yeah, you know, and it's always about encouragement. I mean, he said to me. Once he said, you know, I saw your triple album, Crooked Little Thoughts, you know, and you're independent and you got this book and it looked incredible and you got three CDs. He said, well, you know, you just showed me that I could do this too.
Yeah.
You know? And it was a very nice thing for him to say, you know, and all of a sudden he puts out Shark Mouth, nothing happens, and then all of a sudden... something happens.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a Cinderella story, you know. He dropped a shoe, someone found it, he put the slipper on and away you go.
Yeah. So what did you actually start playing first? Did you learn guitar or did you learn saxophone or something else first?
I didn't do anything really. I've sort of played the harmonica for a little while, you know. I have no real desire to be in a band at the start of my... You know, it was kind of just something that happened. You know, when I wanted to, I loved music, and a band was happening, and they said, "Do you want to do something?" And I said, "Well, I might be able to, I can't play anything." So they said, "Well, you can be the singer." They didn't care if I could sing or not, you know. And it just so happens that I could sing the songs of the day. Anyway, so it kind of started like that, and then of course you get hooked. You know, it's a drug in itself, and one thing led to another, and you step up, you get into another band gets you into somewhere else. I think there's always a signpost somewhere that, you know, either, you know, you take a left-hand turn or you go right, you know, or you go straight, So there's always something that you reach a point where you have to make a certain kind of commitment to something.